Parashat Noach, we're going to read a portion that the Ben Ish Chai writes on a Gemara in Ta'anit, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. We're not going to read the Akdama over here. We're going to read the different portion that he has. Quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Knesset Yisrael Shala Shelo Kahogen VeHaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishiva Kahogen. Am Yisrael asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a request, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them, שנאמר, ונדה נרדפה לדעת את השם, כשחר נכון מצאו, ויבוא כגשם לנו. The pasuk in Hosea, פרק וב, פסוק ג', says as follows, let us know, let us strive to know Hashem, like the dawn whose emergence is certain. Am Yisrael wanted to do the process of tshuva, and they wanted to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the dawn. Then he will come to us like the rain. Kadosh Baruch Hu, they were saying that they wanted Kadosh Baruch Hu to come to them, and the highest level of them understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu was like rain, kegeshem. That's what the Gemara says over there. Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered back. They said they wanted Kadosh Baruch Hu to appear to them like geshem. And what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say back? Amar lem Kadosh Baruch Hu, biti, my daughter, at shoeret davar shepa'amim mitvakesh. You're asking for geshem. Sometimes it appears, sometimes it doesn't appear. And I will appear to you, I will give you something that is constantly there. What is that? That's also in Hosea, in Perek Yudalet. I will be like a dew to Am Yisrael. So the Ben Ish Chai, he wants to understand what exactly is this? What are they asking for? And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering? Bnei Yisrael say they want Geshem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm going to give you Tal. What's the significance of this question, and what's the significance of the answer? Bnei Yisrael says as follows. Tzarich Lavin. Ma inyan dimayon HaGeshem VaTal Banimshal. What is the comparison of rain and of dew, Geshem VaTal? V'nira, lirmoz b'siyata d'shmaya. Shiyisrael shalu shiyu nishpa'im al yedei mitzvat tefillin. Bnei Yisrael wanted to get hashpa'ah from the tefillin. How is tefillin nirmaz in geshem? How do you see tefillin in geshem? So Bnei Yisrael asked for tefillin. How is tefillin nirmaz in geshem? It says Bnei Yisrael asked for geshem, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "No, I'm going to give you Tal, do. How is tefillin nirmaz in geshem?" So the Ben Ish Chai says as follows. The word geshem is gimel shin mem. Gimel shin mem. Which spells shu shem gimel. If you rearrange the letters, it spells shem gimel. What is shem gimel? The name with three. Which name has three? Which name of the Almighty has three? Shin dalet yud. Which appears on our tefillin. The Shin Dalet Yud is the name that appears on the tefillin. So Bnei Yisrael were asking for Geshem. The Ben Ish Chai says, in reality, Bnei Yisrael were asking for Shem Gimel, the name that has three. They wanted the mitzvah of tefillin. Sheyesh bo shlosha otiyot. Va'amar la, at shoelet davar shepa'amim mitvakesh u'pa'amim eno mitvakesh. You're asking for something that sometimes appears and sometimes doesn't appear. Why does tefillin sometimes appear and sometimes doesn't appear? Because you don't wear tefillin every day of the week. Tefillin, you only wear it during the week, but on Shabbat, for example, or on Yomim Tovim, a person doesn't wear tefillin. At night, a person as well does not wear tefillin. V'gam ena b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim u'ma'achar de'enot mibrit en ha'shefa mishtashel b'avodat midi. And since the mitzvah of tefillin is not constant, the shefa, the abundance, is also not constant. It has to do; it's also periodical. Avla ani yelach. I will give you something that will be forever. What is that? We'll see what that is in a minute. The Ben Ish Chai quotes Tana Devariyahu. The Tana Devariyahu says in the Parsha Mekoshesh Etzim, when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were keeping the first one of the first Shabbatot that they had to keep. And it was a test for Bnei Yisrael. Amazingly enough, what happened in that test? They found a person who was Mechalel Shabbat. One of the first Shabbatot that Bnei Yisrael were given to keep, already they had a Mechalel Shabbat. That's what Tana Devera, the Chumash brings this down. It's in Bamidbar, Tedvav. And the immediate parasha after that is the parasha of Tzitzit. So the Ben Ishchai asks a question. He says, I don't understand what the connection is between that Chilul Shabbat and the parasha of Tzitzit. First was talk, the parasha was talking about Chilul Shabbat. That person was Mechalel Shabbat. Out of the whole nation, one person decided to be Mechalel Shabbat. And after that was the person, the mitzvah of tzitzit. What's the connection between the two? That's what the Ben Ishchai is going to talk about. V'imtzu ish mikoshesh etzim biyom Shabbat. They found someone who was gathering wood on Shabbat. He was Mechalel Shabbat. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. The Almighty said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipnei ma chilel zeh et haShabbat? Why did this person desecrate Shabbat? Amar Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbono Sholam, ani yodea. Moshe Rabbeinu answered the Almighty. He said, I don't know why this person was Mechalel Shabbat. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Ani Umar Lach, I will reveal to you why this person was Mechalel Shabbat. Ki bechol sheshet yemei achol, yesh liYisrael tefilin berosho ubezro'o, v'ro'e otam v'chozer memaasav. A person during the week has the tefillin on his arm and on his head, and he sees the tefillin and he guards him from doing sins. אבל עכשיו ביום השבת שאין לו תפילין, but on Shabbat a person doesn't have the tefillin בראשו ובזרוע, לכך חילל זה את השבת. He didn't have anything that was going to guard him, וממילא he was free and he was מחלל שבת. באותו שעה אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, at that same time הקדוש ברוך הוא תוד משה רבנו, משה, צא וברר להם מצווה אחת שיהיו נוהגים בה גם בשבתות וימים טובים. Go and teach בני ישראל a mitzvah that they will act upon not only during the week, but also on Shabbat and Yamim Tovim. And which is that? That's Tzitzit. So that's why, says the Ben Ishchai, it says, Shenemar Debei Bnei Yisrael. The immediate parasha following, after the Mekoshesh Etzim, after the desecration of Shabbat, in Bamidbar, is the parasha of Tzitzit. Because the Almighty gave the parasha of Tzitzit, the mitzvah of Tzitzit, to be as a remembrance of us. Now, how does that tie in to the rain? Remember, we said, Bnei Israel asked for Geshem, which was Tfilin, Shem Gimel, the mitzvah that has the three letters in it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to give them Tal. What connection does Tal 39 have to Tzitzit? Says the Ben Ishchai, Lekach amar la heye ketal Yisrael. I will give you a mitzvah that is more abundant, that applies more than Tfilin. That's Tal. Why is that so? Because in the mitzvah of Tzitzit is Nirmaz 39. How? If you take, we said that the krichot, the windings that you make around the tzitzit, each corner has windings. There's two knots and then windings. So the amount is 7, 8, 11, and 13. That adds up to 39. Every corner has 39 windings. So in the tzitzit is nirmaz 39, tal, which also equals the name of the Almighty and the Chad. Says the Ben Ishchai, so 39 is representing tzitzit. Bnei Yisrael asked for Geshem, they asked for mitzvah that applies during the week. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give you more than that, which is tzitzit, which is applies the whole entire week and even chagim, the day and the night, as the Ben Ishchai speaks about, the fact that a person should not necessarily remove his tzitzit. It's praiseworthy for a person to wear tzitzit constantly. That's the general hashkafa, that the mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not leave us with any time period in our life which is a vacuum, it's void of mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always looks to give us that every point in our life is fulfilled with something. Let's see Halacha Aleph in Parshat Noach. Okay. Shlosha minei talit hem. There are three types of garments. Ha'echad shel tzemer rechelim ve'elim. U'betalit ze yase gam ha'tzitziot shelo mitzemer ha'niskar. There is one that is made out of wool. And this is, when a person when a person wears a garment made out of wool, he's fulfilling his mitzvah according to all opinions. V'zehu achiyuv min ha'torah lekuli alma, v'alovsho mekeyem mitzvat aseh min ha'torah, aliba dekuli alma. And one who wears the wool garment is fulfilling a mitzvah according to all opinions. V'asheni, talit shel tzemer gefen, or talit shel meshi. The second type of garment is a cotton garment, or silk. ובזה יש פלוקטה. And in regards to this, there's a מחלוקת. That what? ויש אומרים חייב מן התורה. ויש אומרים חייב מדרבנן. There are those opinions who say cotton is a חיוב מן התורה, cotton garment. And there are those opinions who say that it's a חיוב midarabanan. V'gam leman damar chiyuvim midarabanan, and even according to the opinion that says midarabanan, yuchal levarech alav kmo devarchin ha-mitzvot darabanan. You can, even according to the opinions that say that a tzitzit, a garment made out of cotton, is darabanan, you can nevertheless make a bracha on it. The question is, which beged is chayav min ha-Torah? Now, the machloket, this machloket of cotton and wool stems back to the Gemara. This machloket between cotton and wool stems back already to the times of the Gemara. The Gemara in Menachot, Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet, brings a machloket between Rava and Rav Nachman. Rava is of the opinion that when the pasuk in Bamidbar Tet Vav says hakanaf, it says an extra hakanaf, and it's coming to teach you that whatever the garment is made of, it's a chiv min haTorah. Whether it be wool, whether it be cotton, whether it be silk, whatever the garment is made of, is a chiv min midoraita. His bar plukta is Rav Nachman. Well, Rav Nachman says no. It says in regards to tzitzit, it says beged. They should make fringes on the corners of their bigdehem. Bigdehem means garment. Now the Torah is vague, but it says the word beged. So Rav Nachman says, when the Torah says beged, we have another place when it comes to the mitzvah of kilayim and negaim, that the Torah reveals to us that beged means tzemer and pishtim, wool and linen. Anytime the Torah says beged, it means wool and linen. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman. A garment of wool and linen. Those are the only time it means beged, according to Rav Nachman. Now, so you have two opposing opinions in the Gemara. One says all bgadim are deoraita, and one says only wool and linen. Rav Nachman and Rava. So the Rishonim, it continues a step further. The Rif in the Rambam in Lechot Tzitzit, Per Gimel Al-Chabet, is posek like Rav Nachman. And the Rosh, the Tosfot, and Rashi are posek like Rava. So we have the Rambam and the Rif who hold that only a beged, a garment made out of wool and linen, is chayav min haTorah. And we have the Tosfot, Rashi, and Rosh who say like Rava, any beged is made like any beged is chayav min haTorah. So the question is, we have the Rif and the Rambam on one side, and we have the Rosh on another side. So what will be the Psak? So let's turn for a moment to the introduction of the Bet Yosef. The introduction that the Bet Yosef wrote, Rabbi Yosef Karo, to his Bet Yosef, he explained to us how he would deal with such a situation. Says the Bet Yosef like this. ועלה בדעתי שאחר כל הדברים יפסוק הלכה ואחריע בין הסברות, כי זהו התכלית לנו תורה אחת למשפט אחד. The Bet Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo says, when I wrote my book, I wanted us to have a shita available that you could have one clear thing of what to do. You wouldn't get confused. I wanted to produce a sefer, says Rabbi Yosef Karo, that would be clear to everyone what to do. וראיתי שאם באנו לומר שנחריע, if we're going to come and be I'm going to decide, din ben ha-poskim betanot v'rayot, if I'm going to get involved with all the arguments, meaning all the different opinions, hine ha-tosfot, v'chidushi ha-ramban, v'ha-rashba, v'ha-ran, all these big rishonim, they all have points and opinions about a certain matter. So the Rabbi Yosef Karo is going to say, who am I to make a decision about any one of them? I can't decide between the Rashba and the Ramban. I can't decide between Tosfot and the Rosh. כולם מלאים טענות וראיות לכל אחד מהדעות. ומי זה אשר יערב ליבו? Who has the broadness of his heart? לגשת להוסיף טענות וראיות. And I'm going to add other opinions. ואיזו אשר ימלאו ליבו להכניס ראשו בין הערים. Who's going to put his head in between two huge mountains? Meaning, Rabbi Yosef Karo says, if I'm going to take it and try to be מכריע and try to get involved with their opinions, that's going to be, I can't do that. Therefore, what he says, what does he do? He says, לכן הסכמתי בדעתי כי להיות שלושה עמודי ההוראה אשר הבית בית ישראל נשען עליהם. I will pick three opinions that all of Am Yisrael leans on them. There were three major halachic opinions that that generation was using in order to decide halacha. Halohem Ma'arif, Rabbi Yitzhak Elfasi, Arambam, והראש. Those were the three major halachic opinions that you use to decide halacha. So how does he decide based on that? Amarti elibi shebemakom sheshnayim mehem maskimim ledat echad. When I have two opinions that agree on something, nifsok halacha kemutam. If two opinions agree on something and one is opposed, then I will go with that opinion. Im lo b'miktzat mekomot shekol chachmei Yisrael or rubam cholkim al hadat ahu v'lachem pashat ha'minhag behefech. He says the general way he's going to take is what? That he's going to take into account the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. And he's going to find when two against one. This, bebet, the Chida and Chacham Avodya brings down that this was the minhag of the Sfaradim even before Rabbi Yosef Karo was posek. That the minhag of the Sfaradim was always to be posek in this fashion. And Rabbi Yosef Karo solidified it. But it's not a chidush that he made. So now, we have in this situation, what do we have? We have the Rif, and we have the Rambam, who say that wool and linen is a chiyuv min HaTorah. All other begadim are chiyuv min HaRabbanan. And we have the Rosh, who says that all begadim are chiyuv min HaTorah. So how is Rabbi Yosef Karo going to be posek? He's going to be posek like the Rif and the Rambam, because that's two of the opinions. Now, this doesn't mean that a person who's wearing cotton tzitzit is not fulfilling a mitzvah. He's fulfilling a mitzvah derabanan. But if he's already wearing tzitzit, it's obviously praiseworthy for him to wear wool, which is every moment he's fulfilling a mitzvah deraita. We'll see in a minute more than that. More than this, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tet, Sivav, Sheyare Shamayim Yakpid La'asod Davka Tzemer. A person yare shamayim will be makpid, will be meticulous to dafka wear wool. So, like we had mentioned, enachanami, a person does fulfill the mitzvah with other types. He fulfills the mitzvah derbanan, which is a great thing. Aval if he's already wearing tzitzit, he should try and be makpid according to Sfaradim, which is mitzvah aseh min haTorah. Let's go on to Ben Ish Chai. Ubeinyan hatzitziot. אף אגב לדעת מרנו דימי יכול להניח ציצית של צמר רחלים גם בבגדים של שאר מינים. Now the Ben Ish Chai is going to talk about the strings. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you could put wool strings on other types of garments. עם כל זה, אם התליטו של צמר גפן, if a person wearing a cotton cloth, טוב שיניח בו ציציות ממין שלו. It's proper, says the Ben Ish Chai, that a person should put cotton strings. שהוא צמר גפן, יען, דלדת מערה מרוטנברג, according to the ראשון, למערה מרוטנברג, ודאימי, הם פותרים ציציות של צמר בגדים של שאר מינים. According to the מערם, if you have a certain beged, the only type of certain garment, the only type of string you could put, according to the מערם, is only strings of that garment. Whatever that garment is, that's the only way you could fulfill that mitzvah. Therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, it's proper if you're wearing cotton to really wear cotton string. לכך לצאת ידי חובת פלוקטה נזכרת יניח הציציות ממין הבגד עצמו. In a person to stay out of a מחלוקת, it's proper if you have cotton to wear have cotton strings. מיו, כל זה דווקא בהיחדה תליטו צמר גפן. All this is when the garment is made out of cotton. ואז יניח הציציות צמר גפן. Then you should place the strings out of cotton as well. אבל, אם התלית של משי, let's say the garment is made out of silk, קשה למצוא ציציות של משי מתוקנים לשמה, כלחתם. It's very difficult to find silk strings. I don't even think I've ever seen silk strings. אליבא דכולי עלמא, you fulfill all the halachic requirements. It has to be that the תביעה is made לשמה, that the form get into the string, and then actually making the shzira, weaving it, all these things have to be the shema as well. It's very difficult to find that. Yan desvira legadol echad shevio berkei Yosef, the meshi tzarich shetia zrikato umshichato lishma, ki azrika v'amshacha b'meshi kitviya betzemer. The meshi has a very hard requirement to fulfill to make it lishma, because as soon as you make it, it has to be lishma, which is very difficult to work with silk. ולפי זה קשה הדבר למצוא ציציות של משי מתוקנים לסברה זו. Therefore, it's very difficult to find proper strings made out of silk. ואף אגב, לתרומת הדשן, זה נראה דלא סבר בזה כאותו גדול הנזכר. Even though we know that the תרומת הדשן does not agree with this, עם כל זה, הנמצא פלוגתא, it is a מחלוקת, what to do about this. Meaning, according to מרן מרוטנברג, you would have to wear silk strings on a silk garment. According to תרומת הדשן, would be okay. ואולי גם מרן זה סביר עלי כאותו גדול, לקח תלית של משי, therefore, a garment made out of silk, אם לא מצא לו ציציות של משי מתוקנות כהלכה, if you can't find proper strings made out of silk, על פי סברת אותו גדול הנזכר, according to the opinion of that we have mentioned, אז יניח בזה הטלית של משי חוטין של צמר אחרים, then one should place on it wool strings. נמצאת התלמד, comes out from all the above, טלית של משי מלבד שהוא מדרבנן, other than the fact that according to ספרדים, משי is דרבנן, הנה הוא גרוע יותר, it's even a step lower, מטלית צמר גפן than canon, מכוח החוטין שצריך לתלות בו, you're also getting yourself involved in a big מחלוקת as to what to do with regards to the strings. ובכל הנעיקה עוד גרעון מטלית של צמר רחלים, and in all these is another problem, דהתם הוא עליבא דכולי עלמא, אבל באלו העיקה סברת בעל העיטור והבח, when a person wears a garment of mesh of silk, he's also getting into problems with the authorities of the Bali Tour and the Bach, which is the Sviralu de En Levarech El Al Talit Semer Rechalim V'chutiv Semer. According to the Bach and according to Bali Tour, the only time you can make a bracha on tzitzit is if it's made out of wool. So again, a person who's getting wearing mesh is getting himself also involved in this machloket. Aval talit shel shar minim en levarech. According to the Bach and the Tumat Adeshem and the Bali Tour, excuse me, one is not permitted to say a bracha. Ach lo kaimen alacha kavatayu b'zeh, even though we don't hold, we're not bound by them al pi alacha. Vashlishi, that's the third type of, the second type of beged. The third type of beged, hu talit shti shelo tzemer rechelim, the shti of it is made out of wool, v'arev shelo min acher, and it's got two, it's woven with two types of strings. One that goes horizontally with wool, and one that goes vertically with a different type. So it's a mix. Or lehefech, v'zeh garua biyoter. This one really creates a problem of pialacha. Deledat Maram Mirotenburg dimei, en takana letalit zeh mitzad achutim. According to the Maram Mirotenburg, you can't place proper tzitziot on them. Can't place proper strings. Because remember, we said according to the Maram Mirotenburg, it has to be that the garment and the strings are the same nature, are the same kind. And this you can't fix here. V'rak ledat מרן זל יש לו תקנה לתלות בחוטין של צמר אחרים וכן צריך לעשות. ולכן ראוי לכל ירא שמיים להיזהר, therefore one should be cautious, בין בתלית גדול ובין בתלית קטן, ללבוש צמר אחרים. One should be cautious, it's praiseworthy to wear wool garment. ויהיו חוטין גם כן מצמר, and the string should be of wool. רחלים, ובזה נמצא מכם מצוות עשה מן התורה, and there you are, you're fulfilling מצוות עשה מן התורה. ויוצא ידי חובתו בציציות עליבא דכולי עלמא, בלי שום פיקפוק. You do not have any opposing opinions as to what you're doing in this case. הלכה ב' יש מיני בגדים שקוראים אותם קרמן, ועוד מה שקוראים אותם של קשמיר. These are types of garments, והם נעשים מצמר עיזים. They made out of goats. הנקרא בלשון הקודש נוצה של עיזים. הנה אלו דינם כמו שאר מינים. These are regarded as other types. Just because it comes from an animal does not mean that it's wool. הנה אלו דינים כמו שאר מינים שהם צמר גפן, they are considered like cotton or silk or meshi or canbus. כי בכל התורה אינו נקרא צמר, in the Torah, wool בסתם אלא רק צמר רחלים. Wool that comes from sheep. שם הנקבות, או צמר אלים, שם הזכרים. אבל של עזים, but if it comes from a goat, נקרא נוצה של עזים. That's not considered wool. ולכן ירא שמיים יעשה חקירה בתליתות שקונה, one should be meticulous to find out the garment that he's wearing, שיש נראים של צמר רחלים ואלים, they look like they're wool, but they're really not. אך באמת הם צמר גמלים, או של עזים, they're camel wool, or goat, ויש שעשתי צמר וערב מן אחר, דאלו גורים תפי כמול לעיל, and sometimes they mix two types of strings, which are more problematic. הלכה ג' בגד של אור. A person has a leather garment that has four corners to it. פטור לכולי עלמא. According to all opinions, this garment is פטור from ציצית. He does not have a responsibility to put ציצית on them. He does not put ציצית on them. זה לא מקרי בגד. A garment is only called something להתחייב בציצית אלא דבר שנערג. Something that is woven. Something that is sewn. Now, this halakha might look small, but it's mighty powerful. There is the explanation to why leather is patul is a machloket amongst the poskim. The levush is of the opinion, like the Ben Ish Chai wrote down, the levush in Siman Yud, Seif Dalet, writes as follows. The reason that the leather is patur. The beinan shiye beged ubeged udavar anerag. It has to be something that's woven. Something that's woven is chayav. Something that's not woven is patur. Now, based on this, the question in our generation that has come up is plastic. Plastic, meaning what? If you take strips of plastic and weave them together, is that titit chayav midrabanan? According to the Sfaradim, for sure, it's not chayav min haTorah. It's not wool and it's not linen. But could be it's chayav midrabanan. And according to the Rama, could be it's even chayav min haTorah. If a person's wearing a beged, a garment, that's woven with plastic strips, let's say you take plastic strings, and you weave a beged, a garment, you can make plastic, take lanyard or something of that fashion, and you make a garment with four corners, like a poncho, or a rain, big raincoat with four corners on it.
Do they mean like polyester?
So based on the reason as to why leather is patul, everybody agrees leather is patul. The question is why? According to the Vush, it's because it's not a woven garment. So it could be that something synthetic would be, that it's woven together, could be chayab. And in fact, the Shut Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in Chelek Aleph Or Chaim, writes that a beged, a garment that's made out of plastic is patul, meaning if it's made out of one piece. But he holds that if it's woven out of plastic, then it would be chayav. Plastic garment, according to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, it would be chayav. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igrot Moshe, in Chelek Bet, brings bePashtut that it's patur. He holds that it's patur. And the opinion of Chacham Avadya is that a person does have to place tzitziot on plastic beged if it's woven, woven together in some form, and nevertheless a person would not make a bracha on it in any circumstance. The easiest and best thing to do is to take one of the corners and to simply round it. Then it gets you out of all situations because you need to have four corners. If you take one of the corners and you make it round, just take off the pointy part and make it a round corner, then you patul in all cases and you don't have any problem with that whatsoever. Halacha Dalet, Chutin shel pishtim, strings of linen. Af al gav de potrim bebeged sheshar minim, even though linen strings, you can form them into strings of tzitzit, and they would fulfill the requirement of tzitziot. Asur lutlotam bebeged tzemer mishum kilayim. You cannot place them on a wool garment because of kilayim, of shatnez. Any garment that has wool and linen together is an isur d'oraita to wear. You're not allowed to wear it. Commonly, suits are checked. All types of, certain types of jackets. There's even a certain type of sock that was discovered to have wool and linen in it. A very chashuv type of sock. I remember they were going around the yeshiva and asking people if they wore this, and I don't remember the type anymore, but a certain brand that I think was, I don't remember what it was, that it had shatnez, it had wool and linen inside, so you're not allowed to wear it. Interestingly enough, we spoke about this, that the Gemara brings down that one of the chisronot, if a person wears wool and linen together, he's transgressing the Isur D'oraita, and it causes that his tefillot are not heard, his prayers are not heard. So now, the Air Force was having a problem. The problem was that the engine was making so much noise for the pilot that he couldn't, it was just too much for him to bear. So they tried all types of materials that would protect noise from coming in. And they found out that the material that blocked noise the most was a mixture of wool and linen. Interestingly enough. Now, again, chutin shel pishtin af agav potrim bebeged shel shar minim asur litlotam bebeged tzemer mishum kilayim. Delo yitira Torah kilayim b'tzitzit. Kilayim, wool and linen, is only permitted in tzitzit el heichadika tchelet, only when you have the blue dye tchelet. Meaning, there's a special exception for wearing wool and linen in regards to tzitzit, but that's only when we have the tchelet. So in our generation that we don't have the tchelet, you're not permitted to wear wool and linen. In our generation, we don't have tchelet. So therefore, you can't wear woolen linen. And linen strings, having linen strings is a problem. Miu. Yesh omrim de'en nitlot chute pishtim afilu bebeget sheshar minim she'enon semel. There are those opinions who say, even in other garments that are not necessarily wool, you also should not put linen strings. Mipnei she'yesh semel she'nira ke'en meshi. There is a type of wool that looks like silk. V'yavo la'atil tzitziot pishtim bebeget shel semel. And a person can come to put the linen strings on a clothes, on the garment that looks like something else, but it's really wool. She's berushu meshi, they'll think it's silk. And the Ben Ish Chai says that the minhag is not to use linen strings and not to make them today. It's such an easy thing. All the strings anywhere are made out of wool and you don't have to worry about it.
Halacha, hey, en levosh tzelit pishtan afal pishu matil bochutin shel pishtan.
One should not wear a linen garment as tzitzit mushum gzera. Even though you have a linen garment and linen strings, it's still a problem. Only in a pressing situation when you don't have anything else to wear, so in such a forum we permit you. In that situation you should put specifically linen strings if you don't have anything else but that linen garment. And this is only in a pressing situation when you don't have anything else.
A garment that does not have four corners, patul min tzitzit, is not obligated in tzitzit. V'im hi balat chamesh knafot yoter chayevet.
And if it has five corners, then it's chayav.
Ach lo yatil tzitziot lechol knafotah.
You do not put strings on all four corners.
Ki miyatil la'arba knafot bilvad.
What you do is, you put on the four corners. Now, so you have a garment that has three corners, it's patul min tzitzit. You have a garment that has five corners, it's chayav min tzitzit. But where do you know where to put the tzitzit? Let's see.
V'izaher le'aniach achrutin ba'arba knafot amuchakot zo mzo.
You should place the strings on the four corners that are most distant from each other.
Ki amuchakim nofel aleim shem knafot tfei.
Because it says, al arba knafot kesutecha. You should put them on the four corners of your garment. And the four most distant corners are the most liable for the name corners.
V'im avar v'itil yoter min arba knafot.
Let's say a person wanted to be a tzaddik. He felt that he could get closer to the Almighty but put five sets of strings.
Avar abal tosif.
He has transgressed bal tosif.
K'shil bishem. U'mikom okom yizahar litrachek mitalit kazo.
Nevertheless, says the Ben Ish Chai, one should be meticulous to distance himself from a beggar that has five corners.
V'lo yilbash talit sheyesh lo yoter min arba knafot.
You should not wear a garment that has more than four corners.
Afar pi shemetil chutin ba'arba knafot bilvad.
Even though you're only putting four sets of strings on four corners.
Mipnei sheyesh chulkim, there are those opinions who argue.
Upotrin talit kazo min hatzitzit kanizkar b'poskim. And they say that this type of garment is not chayav min tzitzit. The opinion that the Ben Ish Chai is referring to is brought in the Bet Yosef. The Rabbi Mimitz and Rabbi Simcha are poter this type of garment. Therefore, a garment that has five corners, it's preferable to stay away from it. If you want to wear it anyway, again, the best thing to do is simply to take one of the corners and round it off. Once you do that, it turns into a four-cornered garment.
Halacha Zayin. Knafot ha-talit.
The corners of the garment.
Shem ha-karnot shemutalim behem tzitzit.
Those are the corners where the strings come out of.
Tzirich liot merubaim dafka velo agulim.
They have to be pointy. They cannot be round.
She'en igul nikra kanaf,
because the Torah says that you place the strings on a kanaf, on a corner, and if it's rounded, it's not called a corner.
V'tzarich ledagdek beze betalit katan mikoach shosim behem tfira.
And in talit katan, you have to be very meticulous on this. Ubenakel yunir in agulin mikoach tfira. If they sew it or they amend it somehow, you have to be careful that the corners remain pointy.
Halacha chet
im nikra talito. If a person's garment rips,
יזהר לתופרו תכף שלא יהיה בת שש כנפות.
You should make sure to sew it up right away, immediately, so that it doesn't turn into a garment with six corners. You have a four-cornered garment, and it rips somewhere. So you should make sure to sew it, so that it doesn't turn into a six-cornered garment.
דאיכא מאן דאמר פטורה מן תציצית.
As we've mentioned previously, there are those opinions that say that that anything above four corners is פטור מן תציצית.
כמו שכתבתי לעיל.
And a person would proceed to be making ברכות or whatnot. So that's obviously a problem.
V'im nikra ruba, ubari tofra. Let's say the majority of the garment ripped. He has a perfectly four-cornered garment, and it started ripping to the point where majority of it ripped. צריך להתיר הציציות ויחזור ויתלם אחר התפירה. You have to take off the corners, all the tzitziot, sew it up, and then you place the strings again. Why is that so? Once it tore majority across, then it became nullified from tzitzit. Now, what happens is, it's now pasul from tzitzit. You go ahead and you sew it. By you doing that, you not found the proper order. The proper order is, you have to have a garment that's chayv in tzitzit, and then you place the strings. In this case, what ended up happening, because you placed the strings beforehand, and it became nullified, you first placed the strings, and then it became a four-cornered garment. That's a problem. Ken helu achonim zal v'atam, and the reason for this, that if the garment rips majority of the way, mishum ta'ase v'lo min ha'asui, you should make it into, you should make the tzitzit and not let it happen on its own. Aliba demand amar p'tura. V'af agav de lo kamen kisvara zu, ki maran zal pasak de chayevet, even though maran, the Shulchan Aruch holds, that a beged that has more than four corners is chayav in tzitzit, nevertheless, im koze, yesh li zeher b'zeh lechatchil, a person should be cautious about this and just sew up your garment in every situation. V'davar ze yimatze harbe betalit gadol, שעושים אותו משתי חתיכות שתופרים אותם ביחד. The person has to be careful about this when you have a talit gadol that you're sewing up from two portions. ולפעמים יבלו חוטי התפירה ויהיו נחלקים זה בזה. You have this big talit gadol that you sewed up in the middle, and then what ended up happening was that it ended up splitting, and then you just went ahead and you sewed it. That's a problem. So again, you have to make sure that if your talit starts ripping, right away to sew it up so it doesn't get into the situation where it could become pasul from tzitzit, and then by you fixing it, and the tzitzit already on it, you encounter the problem of taseh v'lo min la'asui. Halachatet. Sudar shenotnim ala tzavar. Halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch Siman Yud, Sif Yud Aleph. A scarf that you place on your neck, af al pi sheyesh bo arba kenafot, even though it has four corners, v'yesh bo she'ir tzitzit, it does have the proper size of tzitzit, patul. So you have a garment that has four corners, but you're wearing it over your neck, it's patu. All kinds of garments that you wear in that fashion, a shawl, שיש להם שתי כנפות למעלה וסמוך לצוואר, ושתי כנפות למטה פטורים. A person has a garment that you wear over your neck, or you have a garment that all four corners are in the front, like a jalabiya of some form. So yes, it is a four-cornered garment, but all four corners are in the front, it's not chayav in tzitzit. פטורים. מכל מקום ירא שמיים ויזהר לעשות קרן אחת מהם עגולה. Person is praiseworthy for you to round off one of the corners. תאז בזה יהיה פטור לכולי עלמא. Then according to all opinions, like we mentioned, if you have a garment with four corners and one of the corners is rounded, there's no question that it's פטור מתיצית. ואף על פי שלא נהגו עולם לחוש על זה, even though most commonly it's not common to be meticulous about this, meaning if you have all four corners in the front, it's not common to be meticulous about this, to be choshesh for this shitot, ha-machmir tavo alav beracha. Nevertheless, it's praiseworthy, says the Ben Ish Chai, if a person does have such a beged, to round off one of the corners.